You're very welcome to Enviro, your environmental program broadcasting near 90FM, Northeast Access Radio, coming to you every week at this time, bringing news about the environment, about local issues and about global issues. We have a very interesting program for you on this occasion. We have Shay Duffy in the studio, John O'Rourke and Jerry from the station here. So sit back and relax, listen to the sounds of Enviro. And also then we have... on the line, we have Brian Green. Brian, can you hear me?
I can indeed. It's quite hard to hear at the moment, but they are just outside my door felling the trees at the moment.
Okay,
I hear
so
Fáil's Oil.
Fingal County Council are... Fingal County Council, we're talking to Brian Green, and he's in Balldoyle, and Fingal County Council are felling trees outside your house. Now, this never happened on Enviro before, Brian, that we've actually phoned somebody... like yourself, and found Fingal felling your trees. Now, can you have you spoken to these people? Who are they?
I have spoken to RD Mobile Sawmill, who are doing the work for Fingal County Council, and I've talked to a guy from Parks Department at Fingal. He's given me the background on this fire blight that's affecting the trees on the peninsula of Howth, and
yeah,
it's stretching as far north as Thorne, but it isn't everywhere. But it's kind of in pockets of Malahide, and it's in Thorne and places.
Yeah. So basically, this fire blight is a pretext under which people... We have Shay Duffy here from Bayside, and Fingal felled between Verbena and Bayside felled 60 trees a few weeks ago, and the pretext was fire blight as well. Now, I got on to Terence Flanagan, who is our newly elected TD. He put down a dull question because we weren't happy. We felt that they felled more trees than they should have. And he got a reply from the Minister for Agriculture, whose responsibility here, and they only carried out, according to that reply, maybe 10 tested in the laboratory, 10 trees, whereas they felled about 60 trees. Now, Terence is going to go back again to the Minister and say, listen, why did you fell 60 trees if only 10 were tested? So the more people then that get onto Fingal and get onto their TDs, elected representatives, and say, listen, stop this, because these people, in our experience, the background noise there is people felling your trees, Brian, isn't that right?
Yeah, they're taking the lighter branches and putting them through the shredder at the back.
Yeah. So who have you spoken to so far, Brian? Who have you spoken to?
I have spoken to the Parks Department. A chap was going around in advance of someone from the Department of Agriculture who didn't show up.
Yeah.
My query is just that they gave us a letter a week ago which went in Bayside through the doors from the Department of Agriculture about 3 weeks ago Bayside, last week here, and they said that there would be a survey, but they seem to be selling on the basis of species without doing an individual check on each tree.
Yeah.
So if it's from a particular species, the two you have referenced there,
A white beam and then mountain ash. They're the two trees that they felled in Bayside and Verbena Avenue. They're the two species that they were felling there, and they felled practically all the trees in Verbena Avenue, all the white beam, and there's only one tree left in Verbena Avenue, which is the where the school is. And so the only thing I can suggest, Brian, is the more people make representations, the better. Because in our experience, they don't. When they start felling the trees, they don't know when to stop or where to stop, you know?
Yeah. Have you much information on this fire blight that you can tell the listeners?
Well, it's what's called a notifiable disease, right? And the leaves and that start to shrivel up on the top of the branches, you know, and then it works its way down the tree. But at the moment, there's so much leaf fall, etc., that you wouldn't know. You wouldn't be able to distinguish between a tree that was starting to shed its leaves, I believe, and a tree that would have fire blight. Now, there's a test. There's two different tests that can be done. You can get a little pack, just the same as if you wanted to test your soil for pH. There's a little pack you can get, which is readily available, which would give you a good indication whether the tree has the disease or not. But the rule is that the Department of Agriculture is notifiable disease, and the Department of Agriculture, you notify them, and then they do all that's necessary, and then they advise the local authority, and then they fell whatever trees in their estimation it's necessary to fell it to stop the spread of fir blight.
But that's only if it's their trees rather than if it was in my property, they wouldn't put it down. Is that right?
Well, if it was in your property, they could. They could get an order maybe from the Department of Agriculture to do it. But our experience is they haven't felled any trees in people's gardens, etc. But they haven't actually. So there could be, as you were saying, a mountain ash tree in your garden or somebody else's garden, and that could have fire blight. And this is where the system seems to break down, you know?
Yeah, and the information I was getting from the guy in the parks department was that if this gets to the point where it hits our hedgerow, countryside.
Yeah, well, this is what's called, we would call scaremongering, like we say, you know, it's a bit like, say, if we get, you know, this disease comes in or that disease comes in, it's going to wipe out the whole country or every tree in every hedgerow in the country. This is scare tactics, you know. And why did this fire blight, why has it just struck in northeast Dublin? Why is that, has it not struck in Dublin South County and Kerry and, you know, Donegal and all this kind of stuff, you know? So you have to say what's happening here, you know?
Yeah, I'm wondering, have you heard of anything like a guarantee of a replanting scheme?
No, there's a kind of a half guarantee, what might be a half guarantee. We want the residents of Bayside, and Shay will confirm this, would like Fingal to plant semi-mature trees, because these were mature trees that they're felling. So they should plant semi-mature trees. But what they say is, oh, it requires too much maintenance, because if you plant semi-mature trees, they need a lot of care. In dry periods of the year, you'd have to water them a lot, etc., for them to survive. And they're not prepared to do that. We feel that they have run down the Parks Department to such an extent. For example, that tree felling you're talking about, they have people from RD doing a lot of the work. So why don't they have proper staffing in the Parks Department of Fingal County Council so that they can properly manage trees? For example, they don't manage the trees properly in Bayside because they've done very little pruning, and those trees should have been pruned on a continuous basis, you know?
Yeah.
So, Brian, the best of luck with that, and any support we can give you on Enviro, we'll give it to you. And you want to mobilise the residents to really make their opinions felt and say they're not happy.
Yeah.
With the information they've got.
Yeah, let me just finally paint you the picture here. I'm right outside my own house, and there are two tree stumps that stand 5 feet tall at the top of the trees, which are 38 years old, are now gone.
They're gone, just like that, yeah? That's right.
The road is disappearing, and
that's right.
There's very few left now.
Well, that's really sad. But listen, all I can say is get on to your elected representatives, councillors, TDs, rally the residents to express their views and to say, listen, you know, when are you going to stop, or where are you going to stop? Like, you know, I mean, why are you felling all these trees? What tests did you carry out, you know?
Yeah.
And good luck at it. So the other thing you want to mention briefly, Brian, is this, that yesterday our report came out over the weekend that the amount of leak from Sellafield 50 years ago was twice what the information gave to the public at the time, and this is very serious indeed. So you have a website, mention the website that you have on Sellafield, and then what you want people to do.
What I want to say is that there's this week, the 10th of October 1957, there was a fire in what was called Windscale, renamed Sellafield. Yeah. I have a blog, a website called shutsellafield.com.
Shutsellafield.com.
Yeah, and if people would visit that and, in general, educate themselves about what happened 50 years ago.
Yeah.
And information, as you say, is coming out 50 years too late to say that the wind direction was actually carrying airborne radiation to Ireland and the Isle of Man and to Dublin on the day after the fire, which lasted 2.5 days. Then the wind direction had changed and records were altered, and it was presented that it never flew to Ireland at all.
Yeah.
As you say, the amount that was released after they poured the water into the towers, this information is finally coming out now, which is, you know, many years too late.
Yeah. So, Brian, schutzfeld.com, you've been working on this for a long time. You've been working on the basis that the information hasn't been given to people, that people have been conned. And now we have a movement in Britain and the UK to build more nuclear power stations. So we let people make up their own minds about that. So just before you go, Brian, then, we're talking to Brian Green of this from Baldoyle, who is going to protest about the felling of trees by Fingal in his area. And we have our guests here then, Shay Duffy, we have John O'Rourke, we have Jerry McCabe, and then we've been joined by Paul Barnes as well. We have a full house. So does anybody just want to talk about either of these two issues that Brian is facing at the moment?
Shay, it's another matter of concern.
Hang on a second. What's his name?
Shay Duffy. He's from Bayside.
Yeah. Yeah. Have to move. Hi, any chance? I'll try and move the car for you, yeah.
Lorraine has to move his car.
I can't come down the road because the car is in the way. I'm blocking the sellers at the moment.
Do you have to move your car, do you?
Allegedly, yeah.
Well, you can make up your own mind about that. So, Shay, anyway, you want to come in while Brian is moving his car to let Fingal and knock down his tree?
Yeah, I think it's a matter of concern. It's just another example of the difficulty with local government and its relationship with the people it's supposed to be working for. I mean, there can be very legitimate reasons why trees have to be cut down. But in this particular case, as you're well aware, John, this goes back a number of months before the general election.
Yeah.
And they started the process in our area before the election, and then very quickly it stopped before the election and sort of resurrected itself again after the election, which calls into question what they're at.
Yeah.
Secondly, I think specifically the point about the spread of fire blight, of course, if there's fire blight, it will have to be dealt with. If it's a serious disease, it has to be dealt with. But it does raise the question of why it wouldn't appear to have affected trees on private property. I mean, and it should be so localised in the Dublin area, particularly near a bay, where the wind conditions would ensure that if it was wind distributed, that it was certainly going to be distributed around the bay.
It is wind distributed, and it's also insect distributed.
Well, then it does raise serious questions. However, there can be good reasons why trees should be cut down, and it's a pity that Fingal, in their wisdom, wouldn't engage in a debate with the people just to explain what it is they're precisely at. There's one just other interesting point about Sutton Park. Sutton Park may very well be one of the last housing estates built in Dublin which had overhead electricity supply and telephone supply. And there is a problem in respect of that in relation to trees and the pruning of trees.
Yeah.
And of course, as you've pointed out, there's been abject failure by the Parks Department to maintain a proper pruning program in the area, which has given rise to problems.
Yeah. So anyway, Brian, then... I don't know what that sounds like. That sounds like an animal rather than a machine. What's that sound, Brian, at the moment?
That's a chainsaw.
What is a chainsaw?
Out,
So the Fingal chainsaws are out big time today, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So listen, Brian, we're going to leave you to try and deal with that. Contact your local representatives, councillors, TDs, and say, listen, we weren't consulted. We think they're felling too many trees, etc. And we look up the website then, schutzfeld.com. Thanks very much, Brian, for talking to us.
Thank you, John.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Now, I didn't actually expect that, to have a live tree felling on Enviro, and it really makes me very sad, and I presume everybody feels more or less the same way about it. I mean, Shay, we do accept the point you were making that this disease is a notifiable disease, but we accept the point that you said is, why is it just striking in this northeast Dublin area? Why is it not all over the place, you know? So, Jerry, have you any observations on this, Jerry McCabe?
Yeah, just to clarify, John, you're saying I'm Jerry McCabe, I'm Jerry McGrath.
Sorry, Jerry, I'm always mixing up names anyway.
I can understand why Brian is concerned, being an environmentalist myself, because we know how important trees are for oxygen, etc.
Yeah.
But I think I'll have to play devil's advocate here. I think we have to, you know, weigh one against the other. If fire blight is a serious disease, well, then it needs to be dealt with.
Yeah.
And there's a possibility then it can spread to all the other trees. I see that Brian is concerned that they're just going nilly willy, if you like, and just felling all the trees. And it sounds like they won't be long before they'll be in his garden.
Well, that's true. I mean, he had to move his car there. I was just saying to myself,
you know, if he didn't move his car, what would happen, like, you know?
Yeah, I think, though, I think, in all fairness to the Department of Agriculture, I'm sure, playing devil's advocate, as I said, I'm sure that there must be a reason for them to be felling as many trees as they can. There must be, they must have tested, I'm sure they have.
But you see, if you link, Jerry, if you link what we were talking about a few minutes ago about Sellafield, where 50 years later, they tell us that twice the amount of radiation. We know that in Dundalk, for example, there was a cluster, serious cluster of cancer, which people have linked to that Sellafield thing. So can we trust these people?
Well, to I fully, get the feeling, I get the feeling from Brian, he's just wondering, yeah, like, when are they going to stop? Are they just going to keep going and they're running ahead of themselves?
Yeah.
I can understand his concerns. And yes, I would think that maybe the best thing to do would be to get in touch with the department or the Minister for Agriculture, yeah, and get some insight and get some more information on the situation.
Yeah. Well, I did that. I mean, Terence Flanagan has had two dull questions and didn't get much on the first one, and on the second one got the information that they had tested 10 trees of the 60 trees. Now, we say this is not satisfactory, so he's going to have to ask a third dull question,
right,
you know, on the subject. So, you know, this, I mean, it shouldn't be necessary to do this. I mean, this information